Oh, hi, everyone. Guess who's arguing on CNN, everyone? Gertl. Jared Kushner. Who cares? Gertl. Solos. I'm not only the hair club's founder, I'm also a client. Gertl. Hacking Russia. Gertl. Oh, hello, everyone. It's me, Minge Cloth. Madge Weinstein. I'm in my bed playing with my pretty pink, well, not really, more like ugly purple pussy. Pussy. It's a pussy, and it's purple, and it's ugly. Kind of looks like a floppy hat. A felt floppy hat. My cunt looks like a floppy felt hat. I think I don't want to talk about no government shit. I don't understand any of it anyway. And I just want to talk about my vulva. Maybe how much I hate work. We'll see how it goes. Girdle. Oova woofta. Girdle. Who wants to finger me and my pussy? Who wants to finger my vagina? Oh, my pussy is wretched. Wretched pussy. Blah voofed. Motzi lechem min haoretz. Gertl Blomqvist was here too. Her name's really Cheryl, but don't tell. Gertl Blomqvist min haoretz. We give thanks to Cheryl for her cunt. Hi, everyone. It's Madge Weinstein. I'm a lesbian. I enjoyed that I got some comments when I asked for them, but then the next grum, when we did a group grum on Sunday, we received no comments, or maybe one at the most. Do I have to ask every time for a goddamn comment? I suppose I do. Also, I think you're supposed to review me on iTunes. The yeast. Does anybody know how I can get a job making a money for this? I need to earn a salary and get insurance for doing this instead of what I do. And what I do for money and insurance success. And Gertl, I was looking at a friend's Facebook today, and she was complaining that her and her husband have to pay $2,400 a month for insurance in North Carolina. And then somebody commented, and she said, you know what? My friend has enough money to retire, and she is old enough to retire. However, she's working for the insurance, because if she were to retire, she would spend all of her money on health care. Isn't that the sickest fucking thing? We gotta get single payer, honey. We have to. It's just killing us, literally. We have to have health care. What's fucking wrong with us in this country? Where it's okay somehow that we're just fucking go broke because we get a disease? That's not fucking fair. It's not fucking fair. It's bad having a disease. That should be enough that you're afraid for your life. Not that you should go broke, too. That's fucking sick. We have all this money we spend on fucking weapons for Saudi Arabia and deals. We can pay for our fucking health care, then kill people with the leftover money or whatever. Fucking ridiculous. And right now, with the ACA, already we can pay three times. If you're over 50, you can pay three times as much premiums. That's fucking ridiculous. I don't understand why people think it's okay for people over 50 to pay more. It's a lot harder for people over 50 to find jobs because nobody wants to hire us. Because we're old and retarded and feeble. And lazy and jaded. A lot of people just get burned out. It's really hard to work. Everybody should have fucking health insurance. Everybody should have health insurance as part of the American fucking shit. Like a road. Jesus Christ. What's fucking wrong with us? Just stop it already. You know? You don't fucking... No. Uh-uh. Just put it in the fucking taxes and shut the fuck up. And then no fucking co-pays. No bullshit. Just show your goddamn... National ID or whatever insurance card and get your fucking shit. And that's it. Find some other stupid country to pay the ridiculous co-pays. Let fucking Germany do it or something. They did the Holocaust. Let them pay for co-pays for once. For the $50,000 medications and shit. Let them float us for a while. For fuck's sake. There are worse things I could do. I guess I'll just talk about my vagina now that I've complained about something. Whose lips? These lips are purple and pretty. I need another word for the P. Pussy. 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 Pretty pink cunt. Life is tragic sometimes. I thought I would do well. You know, I thought, well, I have some talent and maybe I have something to say. I'll make money doing what I like doing. I did for a while, but it was bullshit. And then I ended up not being able to. It's a combination of being extremely lazy and also being having a very low self-image, self-esteem. As Oprah would call it, unworthiness. And I'm a lesbian with food allergies. Oh, I had lunch with a lesbian today at work. I had a lesbian lunch. I had a lesbian lunch today. It was pizza. But it was cheese pizza. Deep dish cheese pizza. What the fuck is that? Deep dish cheese only pizza? That makes no goddamn sense. Who orders a goddamn deep dish cheese pizza? Obviously somebody from the East Coast who's a lesbian. Not even any anchovies. No. No. No, no, no. No. And then we all just die at the end anyway. It's so fucked up. I'm not in any position to go through things. You know, it's just all so fucking messed up. It's all messed up. I don't have anything to say. Oh, this is one of those podcasts where everybody's going to complain. Oh, man, you sound depressed. Ding, 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 girdle. Yeah, well, just shut up about it. Yeah. I guess I should just tour my pussy. Well, I've got a cavernous twat. Anyway, the unbreakable, unbearable, what is it called? Kimmy Schmidt? The episode where Maya Rudolph plays Gertl Flumquist? No. Dionne Warwick is so amazing. So good. I always used to make fun of Dionne Warwick as a child, and nobody else cared. Like, she'd have all these TV commercials, like, to buy her stupid album, and she'd show her nostrils. Promises, promises, I'm a pro with promises, promises now. And you could just see straight up her nostrils. And I always thought it was so funny, and I had, like, my own impersonation I did of Dionne Warwick, where she just shows everybody her nostrils. Maya Rudolph didn't glam on to that aspect of her performance and her physicality, but it took me there nevertheless. That's the sound of my many gaps in my teeth. To my makeup, da-da-da-da, on my crepes up, da-da-da-da-da. I say a little prayer for you, Gertl Blomquist. Ah, 9 minutes, nothing so far. Yeah, I can go through a week of reading news and tweets and twats and all this, and then I have nothing to say. My brain is just flat. My brain is just smooshed. I'm a smooshing victim. Yeah. I get excited about television, though. I get excited about Arrested Development Season 5 coming soon in 2018. That helps me. Huh. I say a little prayer for you. Everything's kind of messed up. I don't even know what to make of anything. I don't know. I don't know what's in my brain. I know it's in my hand, my cunt. At least I know that much. I got my hand in my cunt. I got my hand in my cunt and my cunt in my hand. Tumblr's nice. I found a Tumblr of fisting photos, so that's fun. I don't understand where the hand goes. Where do the organs go? Yeah, what happens? I don't know. Speaking of fisting, tomorrow's IML weekend beginning. Also, I can trance. I'm Sylvia Celeste Brown. So tomorrow there's that. I rode my bike to work. That was fun. I did meditative yoga today, but I couldn't meditate. I tried. The teacher said, "You're not your thoughts. You're not your thoughts. If you can see your thoughts, then you're obviously not your thoughts." I really it's really hard for me to get down with a practice when somebody says really dumb shit that I'm supposed to believe in that's clearly stupid. Like, okay, I can believe meditation if you just say you have to watch your thoughts, in order to, not be a part of it. Okay, I get that, but don't put some metaphysics in it. Like he said that we're this field of energy before we're a body. You don't fucking know what we are. We're not a fucking field of energy. Okay, maybe we're a field of energy, but there's no science behind it. You're just fucking making shit up. It's just fucking bullshit you're pulling out of your asshole. You're a field of energy, and then you get a body when you're born. And then through three, and you separate yourself from the body. This is like making shit up. So it becomes hard to meditate, because I keep thinking, oh, the teacher's an idiot. I'm not my thoughts. The teacher's a moron, but I'm not my thoughts. I'm not retarded. I have another yoga teacher who goes to, she's psychic, and she says she's psychic, and so she goes to these events where she does psychic things and pays $300 to learn how to be psychic or some shit. She told me I'm an empath, and that's why I'm depressed, which is fun. I'm an empath. I'm depressed. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Makes sense. It's just, again, there's no science there. It's just, I could say, well, you're depressed because you're fucking stupid. Mm-hmm. Maybe you're just fat. How would that be for you? Imagine if you're obese. So, you're an empath because you're obese and ugly. None of this makes sense because I don't even want to fucking talk. Jesus Christ on a wheel. Why do we even bother? Why do I even bother? This is a horrible crumb. I don't think I can do it. I don't think I should do it. I know people are just going to get sad and depressed. How am I going to ever make money doing this when I make crap like this, Oh, stream of consciousness. Ooh. This is really what's in me? How fucking horrible. How horrible. Jesus Christ on a stick. Life can be very barren and strange and annoying sometimes. It can be good, too. But it can also be very beige and full of lawyers. And that can be very bad. I think I'm talking myself into a bad place right now. I should probably stop. Yeah, I should probably stop. I don't think anything good's happening here. I don't think so. I don't think so. Maybe I'll post this, but I'm not going to promote it because it's so horrible. It's just horrible. Maybe I'll just post it on the Golden Circle and that's enough. Maybe. Maybe. Can somebody just rescue me? I'm not even looking for donations per se. I need a rescue. I need $1 million and a nice helicopter like Donald Trump, with gold in it. I need a rescue. I guess. I'm under my makeup. My makeup. I say a little before you. Girdle, girdle. Let's see if I can play some Dionne Warwick on my Sonos to go out, because I'm just in bed. I don't even have anything technical here. Sonos, Dionne Warwick. Oh, I don't even have the goddamn wireless on, because I don't want interference, so fuck that. I guess I can try the laptop. Let's see. Warwick. Warwick. Dionne Warwick. What is this? Let's see. I can't see. The First Wives Club. Dionne Marie Master. I don't even know what this song is, but I'll play it. Girdle. You looked inside my fantasies and made each one come true. Oh, blow up. Something no one else had ever found a way to do. I've kept the memories one by one since you took me in. I know I'll never love this way again. Blow up it. Never love this way. Oh, fuck off. Bye for now. Maybe forever. I don't know. One never knows. Where's the girdle clap?